you look at the example that's been set down by Australia today with their Prime Minister coming out with such a good approach, both in terms of dialogue with the companies and the websites themselves, and also rolling out a full-scale education program in schools across the country, I think that's something that we can definitely aspire to and should be something that we have been getting detail on. Unfortunately, at the moment, the Department of Education are still putting together guidelines. It's really, really important that this isn't something that's left to bureaucracy and something that disappears down the food chain. I think it's really important that we do something now and that we set the kind of an example for our young people by taking this by the horn and listening to them as well. I think that's really important.
The response to a number of recent YouTube videos, particularly one of a young girl clearly intoxicated boasting about her father's occupation, would suggest that perhaps we need to have a more social discussion of cyberbullying and exactly what constitutes it.
Yeah, sure. I think it's important that we're always cognizant of what we are doing as adults ourselves and make sure that we're setting a good example. I think that things can go too far and we need to make sure that there's not hysteria relating to this topic. It was talked last week when the video was being posted around online of Angus McGrina, the newscaster, you know, that was cyberbullying. And we need to know the difference between the two and know when something's hurtful and know when something's just a bit of fun. I think that's really important that we don't get too sensitive over kind of content on the internet. I think it's important that we are able to tell the difference between the two. And I think that's why it's so important that we have an education program rolled out in schools, and we need to make sure that we create digitally literate, responsible internet users.